Hare Krishna. Today, here in India, although I know in Hungary it was yesterday, and probably many places in the Western world, is Vasant Panchami, or officially it's spring. Yesterday it was snowing in Hungary, so it didn't really give a springy atmosphere. But here, it certainly is so, and in fact, it even warmed up today, or got warmer than it's been up to now. Very pleasant. On spring, as devotees can also see in the pictures I'm going to try and put up today of Radha Damodar, temples are decorated in yellow to reflect the new blossoming of fields after the winter. That yellow is particularly of the mustard seeds. Devotees who have been in Vrindavan or elsewhere, you can see at this time, there's fields and fields of bright yellow, beautifully blossoming mustard fields. And temples are also similarly decorated, deities are similarly decorated, and devotees wear yellow clothes or turban or a scarf, something in order to get into the spirit, into the lively spirit of spring, because Krishna also says that of seasons I'm flower-bearing spring. Ritu means spring. And this spring also in Krishna's pastimes marks the beginning of Holi. Krishna and the cowherd boys, Srimati Radharani and the other gopis, they're all given license to play Holi from now all the way up to Gaur Purnima. And they can't play in the cities, but they can play outside in the forest. And as a result of that, the beautiful vermilion color and all the yellow and green and blue and all the different hues of the rainbow that are a part of the colors that they splash everywhere just makes Vrindavan even more exquisite and extraordinary. So on this very auspicious... just a minute. I'm just trying to look up the appropriate English word from the Hungarian, which is Vidam. And in English, it means this very cheery and buoyant and exhilarating and festive and gleeful, happy, joyous, lively season is when many Vaishnavas decide to appear and also to disappear. It's the disappearance of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and it's the appearance of Vishnu Priya Devi, Pundarik Vidyanini, Raghunanda Thakur, and Raghunath Das Goswami. And it's also Saraswati Puja, in which Hindus also celebrate and glorify the goddess of learning, Saraswati. And in principle, if they do it right, then they get the intelligence to glorify, to become devotees of Krishna. About all of these Vaishnavas, it's very difficult to say, do them justice. There are also extraordinary personalities, but a few words. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, we know him from his books. Devotees are particularly fond of reading his Madhurya Kadambini, and other books that Prabhupada refers to in Krishna book, like his Krishna Bhavanamrita Mahakavya, a description of a day in Krishna's life, and his commentaries on very important texts like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada relied heavily on Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentaries, and he would quote from them very often. So on this day, the Acharya Thakur decided to enter into Krishna's Vasant Lila, spring pastimes in the spiritual world. Whereas these other Vaishnavas decided to appear here in the material world on this day, starting with Srimati Vishnu Priya, who we know because she's the second wife of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And although certainly it's a very cheery and festive occasion, but unfortunately her life wasn't so cheery. Rather, she was relishing the ecstasy of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for most of her life, because at the age of 16, when the Lord took sannyas, then he left her behind, and as is the proper course of events, and from there on in, she couldn't even see Lord Chaitanya, even when he came to visit Navadvip. Among all the other devotees, everyone else was able to go, even Mother Sachi was able to go, but Vishnu Priya wasn't able to go. Hare Krishna. And Pundrik Vijayanidhi, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is very little about him, but in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is quite a bit. He is the incarnation of Maharaj Vishvanu, Srimati Radharani's father. Appropriately, he's therefore the guru, Diksha Guru of Gadadhar Pandit, who is Srimati Radharani in Gaura Leela. And he was also, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, called father by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A wealthy merchant, but great, great devotee. Someone who showed that Krishna consciousness is not necessarily dependent upon the external signs of renunciation. One may externally still appear to be a king, but if internally one has actually abandoned all opulence and attachment to all opulence and lives only for the pleasure of the Lord in the way that is pleasing to him, then that's a real sannyasi. He's a real renunciate. The other person is Raghunanda Thakur. Raghunanda Thakur was one of the residents of Sikanda, a Gupta Vrindavan in Bengal, and his father's name was Srimukunda, who was the younger brother of Sri Narahari. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on one occasion, when all the residents of Kanda had come to Puri to visit, then he asked Mukunda, "Mukunda, are you the father and is Narahari your son, or is Narahari the father and are you his son?" So Mukunda understood what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to get at. He was pointing out that although Mukunda was the seminal father of Narahari because of Narahari, of Raghunanda, if I said Narahari, that was wrong, of Raghunanda, then because of the quality of Raghunanda's spontaneous love for Krishna and for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that actually he was the superior, he was the spiritual father, in contrast to the seminal father. And of course, that's something to learn, that it isn't age or material seniority that is the ultimate determining factor, but the ultimate determining factor in seniority is spiritual advancement, as in the case of Sukadeva Goswami, who was only 16 years old, but still he was given such honor and respect by so many aged sages, and at the time when he appeared to speak Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit, because everyone could recognize from his physical features, they could recognize that here is a great devotee, and here is the son of Vyas. And the last person is Raghunath Das Goswami, of whom there's much to read of in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and who is also given respect and glorification at the end of every chapter of that same text, Rupa Raghunatha Padi. Yara As Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohi Krishna Das. Raghunath Das Goswami is particularly relevant and important, aside from being the personification of renunciation, but both by his example, in other words, by his own life and sadhana, as well as by his writings, he's shown us how to follow and how to perfect the teachings of Rupa Goswami. And that's very important, because we're all Rupanuga. So what does it mean to be a Rupanuga? If we read Raghunath Das Goswami's writings, like Stavavali, if we read of his devotional service, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, then we'll know what it actually means to be a Rupanuga. Hare Krishna.